Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Desatarine Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangam Lagayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. My dear and most respected spiritual master and eternal father, please accept my most humble and respectful obeisances in the dust of your most merciful lotus feet. All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. Without exception, other than Krishna himself, every manifestation is the effect of some prior cause. Is there any exception? What in this world occurs without a material cause? The word ahaitaki, causeless, indicates that which awakens and matures without any material cause, or hetu. Since bhakti is as fully independent and as fully spiritual as Krishna is, we must conclude that bhakti arises from mercy that is devoid of material impetus. Just as from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's declaration that there is no love in this material world, we can conclude that real love is otherworldly. We can conclude that the same holds true for the bhakti you imparted to this unfortunate world filled with darkness. Oma jnana timarandasya jnanjana salakaya chakshudan miritam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master who, with the torchlight of knowledge, has opened my eyes which were blinded by the darkness of ignorance. In the Uddhava Gita, Krishna discusses with Uddhava the causeless nature of bhakti. Krishna uses the word yadrichchaya, or somehow or other. For example, yadrichchaya mat katadao. If somehow or other a person becomes attached to hearing about me, and mad bhaktim va yadrichchaya, somehow he attains my devotional service. This mysterious word, yadrichchaya, means, quote, by its own independent sweet will. I want to offer my most heartfelt gratitude for your causeless mercy, for finding me in some dark place and giving me the gift of bhakti so magnanimously extended to all by you who are fully empowered by the order of your Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to do so. With full faith in his order, you gave your life and your heart, providing access to the transcendence, to Goloka Vrindavan, to the transcendental realm of Krishna, through the holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam and all the rest that ISKCON offers the world. The root cause of suffering is ignorance, you declared boldly. All that removes ignorance is your abundant and perpetual gift. The willingness to open our hearts and receive that gift is entirely in our hands. By your mercy, we feel confident that in this very lifetime we can access the fullness of your gift graciously extended to us, however unqualified we may be, by worldly yardsticks. You openly declared to one and all the most effective key to returning to our eternal service mood to Krishna, entering into the mood of service to his holy name. Here is an example. One is understood to be an eternal servant of the Supreme Person. This is quoting Chaitanya Charitamrita. We discussed this morning. If he considers himself an eternal servant of the holy name and in that spirit distributes the holy name to the world, the holy name becomes manifest when one engages in the service of the holy name. In your Bhaktivedanta purports, you gave the world the Yuga Dharma along with comprehensive Sambandha Gyan. In this way, the ignorance of Kali Yuga is being dissipated by the light of the Bhagavat and Krishna's holy name. Only with the shelter of the proper understanding of Krishna Tattva can the fullness of the name be experienced. You have given us everything. With abundant gratitude, may we fully accept your gifts and then, reposing our full faith in you, generously extend the same gifts to others and become fearless. The desire to serve you literally forever, regardless of favorable or unfavorable circumstances, has been deeply and indelibly embedded within the core of my heart by your divine grace. This dedication to your service and the service of Nama Prabhu will never leave me. Kindly accept my prostrated obeisances again and again, aspiring for your eternal service, your humble disciple, Prabhupada Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.